This week, members of the Iraqi Governing Council visited Washington. They expressed growing doubts about current plans for transferring power to a provisional Iraqi government. Last fall, the Governing Council agreed to hold regional caucuses to choose a transitional legislative assembly by the end of June. Council members and U.S. officials said there wasn't time to organize direct elections. Some council members now question that, as do many Iraqi Shiites. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Early this week, some 100,000 Iraqi Shiites took to the streets of Baghdad to demand direct elections for the transitional assembly. In the face of rising Shiite anger, the United States and the Iraqi Governing Council are tinkering with plans for the caucuses, trying to come up with a formula that all interests in Iraq will accept. In an address to the American Enterprise Institute today in Washington, Ahmed Chalabi, a member of the Governing Council, said the possibility of elections should be revisited.
There is no answer yet on how the assembly will be chosen, but I believe that elections are possible.
Chalabi warned that Iraqis might not be satisfied with anything less than direct elections.
The view that we hold in Iraq now is this, that democracy is associated with elections. What some people are trying to do now is to try to explain how we can have democracy without elections. It's a hard thing to do.
The president of the Governing Council, Adnan Pachichi, told the National Press Club that elections would be ideal, but the top priority for Iraqis, he said, is quick restoration of sovereignty.
We'd much rather have the end of occupation and getting back our sovereignty than waiting until elections are held. If we can get sovereignty without elections, fine.
Pachichi resurrected a suggestion that some members of the Governing Council had made last fall.
If the transfer of power were to be made to an expanded Governing Council, which would be more representative than it is at present, that's a possibility.
Pachichi emphasized that the transfer of power would have to be followed by elections to choose a constitutional assembly. His proposal would allow a quick restoration of sovereignty without the cumbersome caucus system, but U.S. and U.N. officials say it probably would not satisfy Iraqi Shiites. State Department spokesman Adam Arely said the statements by Pachichi and Chalabi represent just a few of the ideas that are under consideration as all sides try to figure out how to push the political process forward.
We continue to look at electoral mechanisms that adhere to the timetable of the November 15th agreement. And we have an open mind about how to most effectively facilitate an orderly transfer of sovereignty to the Iraqi people within that framework.
As the U.S. and the Iraqi Governing Council weigh the options, they've asked the United Nations to send a team to Iraq to make an independent assessment about the feasibility of elections before the deadline. The U.S. also is trying to enlist the help of Lakhdar Brahimi, who just completed a 2-year assignment as the chief U.N. envoy in Afghanistan. Yesterday, Brahimi met with senior U.S. officials at the White House in his new role as special advisor to Kofi Annan. State Department spokesman Adam Arely.
We look forward to working with him on the issues under his portfolio involving Iraq and the political transition. Yesterday's discussion was part of that effort.
Administration officials say they would like to see Brahimi replace Sergio de Mello, Kofi Annan's envoy in Iraq, who was killed in the bombing of UN headquarters in Baghdad last August. Brahimi has shown no interest in taking on another arduous assignment. But a senior U.S. official says Washington hopes he can be convinced to assist the political transition in some other role. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.